You're listening to EVH Gear Discussion, the weekly EVH podcast. Hosted by EVH gear artist Eric Broadbent and co-hosted by Mark Husansky. Tune in each week for great discussions on Eddie Van Halen, EVH gear, and much more, plus highlights from the weekly YouTube talk show. This episode is being brought to you in part by VanHalenStore.com.
Welcome to EVH Gear Discussion, the weekly EVH talk show. From chilly Ontario, Canada, my name is Eric Broadbent, your host of this evening. And from warm and sunny Florida is my esteemed co-host, Mr. Mark Husansky. This episode tonight is being brought to you in part from our sponsors, VanHalenStore.com, and our great Canadian friends at Simple Signs and Graphics. We have a very, very special show, a New Year's kind of kickoff show for you tonight. And we're going to turn it over to the stars of the show. That's going to be Craig Rendles and guitar extraordinaire Jason Becker. To say that we're thrilled to have these gentlemen on the show is beyond words, but we are thrilled to have you on. And Mark and I are just going to kind of push some buttons and we're going to turn it over to these guys. And Craig, give us a little bit of an introduction, what we're going to be seeing and hearing tonight.
Thanks, Eric. Thanks, Mark. As Eric just said, we are here in Richmond, California, with Jason Becker, obviously one of the most prolific music guys I know, and composers, guitar extraordinaire, so on and so forth. I'm here on a kind of on a special occasion, not being that it's just a New Year's Eve, but also we recently acquired a guitar, which we're going to share with you, among other things, today. The guitar that we're going to show you is an exact copy. It's the same manufacturer, the same guitar that Jason used to record the Perpetual Burn album in its entirety. And I'm going to let Jason say a couple things about that guitar, and then I'll bring out that guitar for us to look at, and then we're going to also mention a few things about the original, and we're going to show the original in its current state, which is missing a neck right now, but that's okay. Well, the neck, I guess, is going to get found eventually. Grab the guitar, and then I think Jason could mention a couple things about it if he wants.
That sounds great.
I'm going to go off camera here. Give me a second. Okay. Ugh. So this guitar, if I can put it here, This is a Hurricane Limited 2, a white one, as a matter of fact, with a rosewood fretboard. This guitar is, in fact, the exact model that Jason recorded Perpetual Burn with.
Wow.
And we recently got a hold of it. And do you remember the name of the guy that
S-T-E, Steve, S-K-S-J-U-G-G-E-R-U-D. I'm sorry, I don't know how to pronounce his last name. G-O-O, good. L, good luck.
Let's just say Steve.
Steve did.
We've got this guitar from him. It's the only one I've ever seen that's exactly like Jason's original guitar. And I want to, first of all, say that this is in great shape. This guitar, Jason told me earlier, the original one, he loved the sound of it, the crunch that it gave in the album and things like that. Mm-hmm. So, Jason, do you have any particular things that you can say about how you got the original guitar and how you ended up using it for Perpetual Burn? Excuse me.
A, F, after R, E, after recording Speed Metal Symphony, H, U, Hurricane, S, sent Marty Friedman and Marty Friedman and I, two guitars, B, O, both, W, E, went, T, two, both went to me, both went to Marty, S, Marty's, H, O, house, D-A, both went to Marty's house, damn it. Best guitar I ever had at the time.
Wow. Amazing.
Yeah, so when you recorded the album, this guitar, or I should say the version of this guitar you had, you used it on every song on the album? That's correct?
Yes. S I C. Why? Speaking Spanish now. Y E, yes. Yes, that's true.
And I was talking to Jason earlier, and he mentioned that the song Air was, that's correct, yes?
Yeah.
The song Air was recorded using the neck pickup, as he remembers, direct into the board.
Hmm.
So what you hear on that, which sounds very great from as my recollection is, was recorded from this or guitar, stock guitar like this.
Wow. And that sounded great. I love that album.
Craig, could I ask a question about the bridge on that? I see a couple of people talking about the bridge. It's like a Floyd type bridge and it looks very interesting. Is there any commentary you can give us on that?
Do you want me to do it? I think better Jason
you?
Says
something.
Sure, yeah, of course.
Okay, I'll do it.
Okay.
So what this is, it's very much like a Floyd, but the whole concept of this bridge is that you don't have to cut the ball ends off.
Okay.
So what happens is they have like these little levers. I'll try to get closer to the camera with this real quick. Can you see that bridge?
Yes.
I see. So it covers up the...
Like a little bit of a vice clamp kind of a thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's neat.
Yeah. So it clamps down over the ball of the string. And so you don't actually have to cut the ends of the strings off.
String change too is nice.
Yeah. In theory, it would be easier to change the strings. Other than that, I'm looking at the mounts on these. These are stud mounts. They're the smaller kind of stud mounts that you would find on some of the Japanese bridges. A lot of the Japanese Floyds have those kind of stud mounts. If you look at the old Kramers, this actually reminds me a lot of the stud mounts that were on the older Kramer Focus guitars, if you got those guitars from Japan. So there are a lot of similarities. The switches here on this guitar control each one of these pickups on and off, I believe, if I'm not mistaken. I haven't played through this guitar yet.
Yes.
Mm.
Then it's just the standard volume and tone knob. It is what seems to be, there is no scarf joint, so it's a one-piece neck with a heel truss adjustment. So there's no truss in the headstock.
Mm-hmm.
And then it looks like a standard Floyd nut. It feels very much like a traditional Strat neck. There's not a lot of beef to it. I can see why Jason could shred on this guitar, feeling how this neck is. It's not too thin, not too thick, but it's a great instrument. But while I have this here, I want to have another piece here, which kind of shows you exactly how the original one.
Certainly.
Excellent. And while Craig's doing that, I just want to say thank you guys so much for coming on the show. It's a pleasure and happy new year.
So this
ditto back to you.
So this Jason's original guitar. This, the neck, as I'm told, is hiding somewhere in your basement.
Yes.
One day we may see it. I don't know. But this, in fact, as you can see, has the same accoutrements, the same pickup configuration. Jason did tell me something about the pickup in this currently in this guitar. it has its own special flair. So everyone's heard of the Jason Becker Perpetual Burn pickup. So this pickup, Jason tells me, is the prototype of that pickup that's in this guitar right now.
Very nice.
And he's got a Strat knob on here. Other than that, everything else seems pretty stock, as the original guitar is. And I'm going to hold these up to the camera real quick so you can see that they are, in fact, the same.
Yeah, excellent. You know, identical, basically.
Would Jason not use the tone knob much back when, you know, or was it just pulled off for that reason?
Jason?
A-L, always, O, N, on, T, E, 10. It was always on 10.
There you go. All right.
Tone knob is always on 10. Gotta love that.
Yep. We know some people that are like that.
Yep. I just take mine out. So
yeah, there you go. It's on 10 all the time. It's off. Yep.
Okay. So yeah, this is the big thing. Now, I acquired this guitar recently from Florida. It was delivered directly here to Jason so that we could, you know, meet and collect it here. And I don't know if we're going to do any other things related to this, but I'm going to try and play a piece of Jason's music at some point in the future on this guitar.
Probably. Nice.
Oh, no.
All right. I second what Jason says.
So, but the eventuality is that I want to kind of somehow commemorate this in such a cool way as to play something off of the Perpetual Burn record on it. So maybe I will do that in the next month or so, if I have enough time to actually practice something.
Well, Craig, if I can say something very quickly, and I'm sure Jason will agree with this, I think we've got the best man that could, you know, do respect to what Jason's done with that instrument and his music. So I think we've got a great choice in you to handle that feat.
Why? Yep. Yep.
All right. Jason says yep. All right. That's great.
Now I have to live up to all of that hype.
Rock and roll boot camp. Here you go, baby.
There was a couple of other things that I wanted to mention. So Jason's very graciously allowed us into his home, and we are, since this is an EVH program, I did want to do a couple of things. Before we get into EVH specific things, though, I wanted to share a piece of his dad's artwork, and then I want to show a guitar that was recently made for Jason based on that artwork. So we have the original canvas art here that Gary painted. This is a beautiful piece. The colors are absolutely amazing. It's so vibrant. I don't want to hide Jason here, but can you see this, guys?
Yes, we can. It is beautiful. Truly beautiful.
That is beautiful.
So did you have any anecdotal or anything about this piece that you wanted to mention?
Well, basically, I painted this in 1996, and I designed, this was Jason's logo. I did a black and white ink line drawing. I made a painting of that. And basically, within the artwork, you can see on the pick guard, those are Jason's fingers, this is Jason's eye, and there's a blue line up the neck that represents a river. So it's all about Jason's relationship to a guitar, and the guitar, which was originally a tree, was chopped down and turned into a guitar. The guitar is looking at Jason. Jason is looking at the guitar. They become one. So that's kind of my thought process.
Yeah, as an artist, I can appreciate that, and that's very awesome. I mean, if you look here, you can see where there's actually some remnants depicted of the tree here on the neck. I don't want to put my finger on it, but you can see this part of the neck, you can see a tree branch,
right?
So definitely you can see what he's talking about, and that's something I guess we should all remember, is that, like, there is said to be energy with nature and a flow, and when we talk about trees and that we're deriving things from wood to create these beautiful instruments that we play and we love, the guitar, if we kind of go back and get really, you know, into the whole thing of nature and the power of nature, and that kind of flow, it is, there's like an energy in the guitar and through us that comes from that whole thing, as we're all, you know, intertwined as one, you know, on this planet. So this piece, you know, Gary, you know, this is it's an awesome piece. The story behind it is great. And I want to show a good friend of Jason's made the guitar that was, I think there's been some posts recently about the guitar, and they did a phenomenal job on this guitar. This is based on that piece of artwork. Can you see that, guys?
Yes.
Oh yeah. That is, talk about bringing that piece of art to life.
Yeah. And just, if we can just quickly comment on that piece of art, it's hard to hold back the emotion that, and just what you see in that is very emotional. It's so, you know, it's so many levels.
I'm going to let Jason say a couple words about the artist that made this guitar.
Sure.
S A Sarah B E N T O. Sarah Benton is the luthier who made it, and she just brought it here on Thursday and presented it to Jason. She's very excited and, you know, honored to be here, and we had a really good time with her. She's a great person.
Well, thanks, Sarah. This is a beautiful guitar. You did a great job on it.
She did.
You know, being a guitar builder myself, I can really appreciate the work that goes into this, and this is certainly a fascinating piece and a very good depiction of Gary's art. So, you know, thanks for building such an awesome guitar, and I love it.
Yeah, it really is beautiful. Are those leaf inlays in the neck?
Yes.
Yes.
Beautiful.
They're leaf inlays that depict the tree. As you remember, there's a branch that's coming out of the artwork. Mm-hmm. So those leaves are basically kind of depicting some of the branch inside the neck itself. So again, beautiful, beautiful piece. And, you know, it's always great when people kind of give back, you know, in their own way. I mean, I remember, you know, having that passion to do that for Jason as well. So that was awesome.
I think sometimes too, when people give something back like that, they don't really realize how much it probably has affected this family. That, because the painting means something, the guitar is symbolizing that painting, and I'm sure the family really now treasures that guitar. Everyone involved.
Yes, true, very true.
Yep.
Beautiful, absolutely beautiful.
I wanted to Jason to, you know, mention a couple things about something about Eddie Van Halen that he remembers, or do you have anything you wanted to mention, Jason?
Yes, you sure. J U just T O T totally S a totally sweet guy. H E he H A has S U supported us F for W H E for W H I for a while. B U but E but F I R first T the first time H he C A he came O B he came over. H E he P L played G guitar A and B U but M my mom H A had to tell him to T U turn up the volume on the guitar.
That's awesome, Jason.
Make it louder.
That's right. Jason, if I could say something very quickly, if it wasn't for Eddie Van Halen as well too, I would not know Craig Rundles. I would not know Mark, our co-host here. We would not even be talking right now, because this show wouldn't have existed. So that's one thing I can say about him and musicians like yourself. They bring, especially now with social media, they bring this huge planet that we live on, and they bring us so close, like we're next door neighbors. And so for the Eddie Van Halens and for people like yourself, I mean, there's not even enough words to thank you for what you've done for us as musicians and just as human beings. So obviously you can tell we're very thankful.
thank you. So much.
You're very welcome.
I wouldn't be a guitar player. If not for Eddie.
Wow.
He wouldn't be a guitar player if not for Eddie.
Wow. Yeah. It's hard to contain emotion.
Thank you, Eddie, for me.
It's very hard to control the emotion. If you see us crying here a little bit, give it, you know, we're not going to lose our man cards. We're crying a little bit. That's good.
Well, I W O would P L A. I would play B, but I W O would S. I would suck.
Not possible.
By the way, guys, this guitar was given to Jason by Eddie. I think it was during that time that he came to visit, right?
Yeah, 1996.
Wow.
It looks like an original Wolfgang, the PB Wolfgang.
That's probably patent pending. Does it say patent pending on the headstock? On the back?
No, it just says Eddie Van Halen. Hold on.
Okay.
Oh, hey, that's fine. Doesn't matter.
Just curious, yeah?
Yeah. It's gorgeous.
It's a nice guitar, and it's got a little, I guess, inscription on there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I don't
know what it says, but I guess it's
very nice.
We will play guitar together in the future.
S A says U R B E T better. You are better than I am.
You know what? I
Craig.
it's hard to disagree with Eddie.
Yeah, you have, when he says something, you have to go with it. So if he says it, it must be true.
Exactly. I think Eddie got it right there.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you for showing us that Wolfgang. That was very nice.
Yeah, it's gorgeous.
Yeah, so that was given to Jason directly from Eddie. I guess that might have been the same visit where he had to turn his guitar up. So
yeah.
Was he playing that guitar at that visit?
No, he was playing
Jason's. And he was playing that one and M my O R original N U numbered P P V. And Jason's original numbered P V.
Nice.
Awesome.
Oh, so the numbers cool. Guitar. Is that somewhere around here? Somewhere?
Should I get it?
Yeah, that's. They made a lot. I think is it Kiesel or Carbon, right? They're the same company, right? The Kiesel Carbon.
Oh, I didn't know that.
They're making a version of this guitar, but this is the original one. Let me hold it for you guys. So this is the original one that I think they sent photos back in the 80s with this guitar, right?
Wow.
In '90s.
Was it '90s?
I even like the alternating saddles. That's very cool.
Yeah, that is cool. I never noticed that.
With the chrome black, I think. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Right.
That's neat.
That's a good eye. I missed that.
Yeah. Just everything. Everything says, look at me on that guitar. It's just amazing.
That's a gorgeous guitar. Yeah, I love it.
Now, I was asking Jason what pickups are in. I don't know if he remembers it or not.
Not the Marzios?
Yes. Oh, some kind of Duncan.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah, we love Duncans. EVH loves Duncans.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
That's true.
Even though I think the original pickup was based on a Gibson PAF, though, if I remember correctly.
Yes.
Yep. That's great.
He doesn't really know.
You know, one interesting thing about this guitar, which I never saw before, is the nut is very unique. I've never seen a nut like this before. It looks like a Floyd nut, but it has
THA. That is what S-H-She. That's what she said.
That was a good one. That is a good one. I knew that was coming. Jason, you crack us up, man.
Yeah, that's awesome, man. Good one.
This is an old school Kaler nut. I don't know if you can see that.
Okay, yeah they can for sure.
Yeah, it's very, very unique. Yeah, this guitar looks like an interesting hodgepodge of different things put together, but it's very cool. Very cool.
Yeah. Everything is for a reason.
Yeah, thanks.
Love it. Love it. That's great.
Yes.
I have also another question. What about the striped guitar back behind you? Is that what model is that?
We lost video feed there momentarily.
My battery is dying.
Is it okay?
Hold on.
No problem.
Okay.
If we happen to lose you, just click the link again. You'll be okay. Okay, good. We're good. Perfect.
There you go.
Good save.
I don't know all the details of those guitars. Jason can speak to them, but they're EDH. Two of them are EDH, and one of them is a Charvel. The red stripes is a Charvel. The other two are EDH brand. They all have detunas on them. And I don't know. Jason, you can mention maybe where you got them.
See? H-A, Charvel, G-A, B-E, gave, R, Charvel gave him the red one, A, and F, R, a friend, S, friends, gave him the other two.
Beautiful. Well, I don't know if you can see behind me, but I've got the red, white, and black, and Bumblebee behind me also. I love those three together. So it looks great. Always looks great on a wall. So beautiful display.
For sure. There's anything else that you? I mean, I would like to just certainly wish everyone a happy, safe New Year. Especially on this night, everybody's probably partying or doing things that they should. Doing, but so I want to just say everybody stay safe, have a wonderful holiday, for me and to all of my friends and family out there. And any other words, Jason?
Ditto.
Yes, ditto. And
thanks for having us.
Thank you for coming on, Craig and Jason. This is a dream come true. I can't even tell you. I'm just pinch me right now. That's all I can say. And I'm super excited about your album that's going to be coming out that you're working on. So thank you for that as well. Great stuff.
And Jason, just in closing as well, too, if I could just say one thing. You see, when we do these shows, we have a list of, between 6, 10, 12 questions for our guests. And knowing that you were coming on this evening, first of all, is amazing to us. And really, I couldn't think of a question. And we don't have a single question for you. And I think really all we wanted to do is just thank you for the inspiration. Thank you for what you've given to musicians worldwide. And just thank you for being the man that you are. I mean, I'm gonna clamor a little bit here when I'm speaking, but it is just absolutely amazing what you do to people for inspiration. And you got a good friend in Craig there as well. Craig is a good friend of ours. We're going to meet up with him at NAMM and get to know Craig a little bit better. We just know him virtually right now as well too, but thank you so much from the bottom of our hearts. And we wish you the greatest 2017 and far beyond.
Yes. Ditto.
Is there a donation link that we can share as well too, for support and things like that, like for the album and other things like that? Craig, is there anything that you can share with us?
I will defer to this wonderful man next to me.
Okay. More about that. Certainly.
Indiegogo campaign. Yeah. If you Google Jason Becker Indiegogo campaign, that's still up. And if people want to donate there, they can. And at the same time, most of the people that donate there will also get either an MP3 download or a CD of the new album.
Oh, fantastic. Well, I'll find that this evening and we'll share that through our different social media accounts over the holidays for sure. And do anything we can just to get any reciprocation that way as well. So
exactly. And we would love to have you come back on anytime, both of you. Have a great happy new year. Happy and healthy.
Indeed.
T-H, thank you. S, so much. Thank you so much.
The pleasure is all ours. Thank you. Thank you both, gentlemen, very, very much. We hope you have a great new year. Craig, we'll let you just kind of, unless there's anything else that you wanted to say, we'll let you leave as on your leisure there. You're welcome to stay as long as you want, but you know, I know there's things that you have to do, so.
Right. Well, like I said, you know, this has been great. I really appreciate Jason's family here for letting us come, and Jason for taking the time. This is a wonderful experience, you know, for me as well. I really appreciate the love and the compassion and all of the hard work that goes on to make sure that Jason can continue to make music for all of us. And I'm definitely, you know, looking forward to what he's got brewing right now.
Exactly.
He's told me a few things so far, and you know, I know that it's going to be really cool. So everyone, you know, be on the lookout for it, and certainly grab his album when it comes out. It's going to be amazing stuff for sure.
Fantastic. Yeah,
I saw Jason post, I think on Facebook, that some guest guitarists did some solos on them.
Steve Vai, is that correct?
Do we want to say who did it? It was Steve Vai.
N Vai No.
Oh, sorry, Mike.
N O not yet.
Okay.
Okay.
Say who is yet? No. S U sure. J O Joe. B Joe Bassamana.
Oh, nice.
Oh, Joe Bonamassa. Yeah.
Awesome. Yeah. There you go. I pronounce it wrong too.
That's all right. Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
Awesome.
Hey, it's all good. We say some names wrong horribly every day on the show.
Exactly.
Bossa Nova.
That's right. That's right.
I'm sure that happens.
And Neil Sean and Paul Gilbert.
Oh, nice. Nice. Wow.
And Marty Friedman.
Of course.
That's amazing.
Guthrie Govan.
Yep.
And Gus G also.
Yes.
Craig Rundles. Wow.
No, I wouldn't put my stuff to. I wouldn't ruin it with my. A lot of really cool guys have contributed. I guess that's awesome.
That is amazing. Can't wait to hear it. And Craig, I can't wait to hear your rendition.
Yes.
Perpetual Burn, definitely.
You guys are just building this stuff so much. You're building up here,
Craig. You're very humble, though, and that's. Sorry.
B E T better B G O. You better be good.
Yeah, I know. or else I'll have to hear from him.
That's right. That's right. That's right.
He's going to give me the pointers. You did that wrong. That was the wrong arpeggio.
Put more attitude into it. Exactly. More passion.
Okay. So I think, I think we should wrap it up. You know, thanks again for taking the time this evening for everyone. And this has been a very special New Year's Eve for a lot of people, including myself.
I second that. We all second that. Yes, I agree.
One of the most special New Year's Eves of my life, just to have you guys on here. So I truly mean that.
Great. Well, again, Happy New Year to everyone. I think we're going to close it out.
Sounds good. Thank you, everyone, for joining us. Have a great one. And we're going to hang on. Right. Mark and I will be on the show after. When these gentlemen leave, we'll hang out for a few more minutes. But thank you so much, gentlemen.
Okay.
Take care, guys. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
To everybody. Thank you.
And they're just exiting now. Just be a moment.
Yep.
Now, who had fun with the show tonight? This was great. I'm in awe. I've been texting Mark and back and forth here, and I'm like, Mark, I think I need some oxygen. I'm not. This is great. This is really great. I know there's still having trouble there. They're still hanging out, but they're welcome to stay as long as they can. We got a lot of people from the chat really enjoying the show this evening as well too. And it's hard to focus on chat. It's hard to focus on messages when you have this kind of caliber.
I'll be honest with you. Why don't we just end and just say Happy New Year?
That's
this image.
Yeah.
And just say, guys, thank you so much for everything. Happy New Year to everybody. I hope you guys have a fantastic New Year. Be happy, be safe, be healthy. And just having this image right here with Craig and Jason, let's end it that way.
I agree.
It's beautiful.
Thank you, everyone. So, great year 2016 and a better 2017. I promise you that. Let's have a great one. So everyone, go hang out with your families. Have a great one. Be safe wherever you are. And we will see you in the very near future. We'll see you next year. Is that correct?
All right.
Take care, everyone. We love you. God bless. Cheers.
Cheers, guys.
Thank you for listening to this edition of EVH Gear Discussion. This episode is being brought to you in part by VanHalenStore.com. Shop VanHalenStore.com for the largest selection of official Van Halen merchandise and memorabilia. Be sure to check out our website at EVHGearDiscussion.com for more updates and follow us on social media.